Note D, Chapter 10. I do not know that I can find a better case by which to illustrate the place Christ, the mediator of the covenant, takes in leading into its full blessing than that of the founder of the Keswick Convention, the late Canon Battersby. It was at the Oxford Convention in 1873 that he witnessed to having received a new and distinct blessing to which he had been a stranger before. For more than 25 years he had been most diligent as a minister of the gospel and, as appears from his journals, most faithful in seeking to maintain a close walk with God. But he was ever disturbed by the consciousness of being overcome by sin. So far back as 1853 he had written, I feel again how very far I am from enjoying habitually that peace and love and joy which Christ promises. I must confess that I have it not, and that very ungentle and unchristian tempers often strive within me for the mastery. When in 1873 he read what was being published of the higher life, the effect was to render him utterly dissatisfied with himself and his state. There were indeed difficulties he could not quite understand in that teaching, but he felt that he must either reach forward to better things, nothing less than redemption from all iniquities, or fall back more and more into worldliness and sin. At Oxford he heard an address on the rest of faith. It opened his eyes to the truth that a believer who really longs for deliverance from sinning must simply take Christ at his word, and reckon, without feeling, on him to do his work of cleansing and keeping his soul. I thought of the sufficiency of Jesus, and said, I will rest in him, and I did rest in him. I was afraid lest it should be a passing emotion, but I found that a presence of Jesus was graciously manifested to me in a way I knew not before, and that I did abide in him. I do not want to rest in these emotions, but just to believe and to cling to Christ as my all. He was a man of very reserved nature, but felt it a duty ere the close of the conference to confess publicly his past shortcoming and testify openly to his having entered upon a new and definite experience. In a paper written not long after this, he pointed out what the steps are leading to this experience. First, a clear view of the possibilities of Christian attainment. A life in word and action, habitually governed by the Spirit, in constant communion with God, and continual victory over sin through abiding in Christ. Then the deliberate purpose of the will for a full renunciation of all the idols of the flesh or spirit, and a will surrender to Christ. And then this last and important step. We must look up to, aged, wait upon our ascended Lord for all that we need to enable us to do this. A careful perusal of this very brief statement will prove how everything centered here in Christ. The surrender for a life of continual communion and victory is to be to Christ. The strength for that life is to be in him and from him, by faith in him, and the power to make the full surrender and rest in him was to be waited for from him alone. In June 1875, the first Keswick Convention was held. In the circular calling it, we read, many are everywhere thirsting that they may be brought to enjoy more of the divine presence in their daily life and a fuller manifestation of the Holy Spirit's power, whether in subduing the lusts of the flesh or enabling them to offer more effective service to God. It is certainly God's will that his children should be satisfied in regard to these longings, and there are those who can testify that he has satisfied them and does satisfy them with daily fresh manifestations of his grace and power. The results of the very first convention were most blessed, so that after its close he wrote, there is a very remarkable resemblance in the testimonies I have since received as to the nature of the blessing obtained. The ability given to make a full surrender to the Lord and the consequent experience of an abiding peace, far exceeding anything previously experienced. Through all the chief thought was Christ, first drawing and enabling the soul to rest in him, and then meeting it with the fulfillment of its desire, the abiding experience of his power to keep it in victory over sin and communion with God. And what was the fruit of this new experience? 8 years later, Canners Battersby spoke. It is now 8 years since that I knew this blessing as my own. I cannot say that I have never for a moment ceased to trust the Lord to keep me, but I can say that so long as I have trusted him, he has kept me. He has been faithful.